If you are a teacher, parent, administrator, student, and/or anyone who loves reconnecting children with nature, and you want to figure out how to cultivate learning gardens and nature-based curriculum, then this is the podcast, the Outdoor Classrooms Podcast. My name is Victoria Hackett. I am the founder of OutdoorClassrooms.com and the Secret Gardens Nature Classes. I love witnessing the magic that happens when children are playfully learning outdoors. Observing the return of wonder and curiosity when children are interacting with nature is pure magic. This is the podcast that is going to help you capture children's interest and give you not only inspiration, but some real life strategies that are going to help you figure out how to use the outdoor space, your outdoor space, as a teaching tool, so you can enlighten the playful learning experience for young children. Welcome to our Outdoor Classrooms community. Hello, and welcome to this special episode of the Outdoor Classrooms podcast. Today, we're doing something a little bit different. So as educators and parents, we spend a lot of time talking about children, what they need, how they learn, and why nature matters. But how often do we pause and simply listen to what children themselves have to say? So recently, I sat down with some of the children from our Secret Gardens outdoor classroom, and I asked them a few simple questions about nature, outdoor play, what they enjoy most about learning outside, and why they liked coming to the Secret Gardens outdoor classroom. Their answers were thoughtful. Some were surprising. Some were funny. I think they enjoyed saying watermelon, and at times incredibly wise. So today, I invite you to listen through the ears of a child and experience nature from their perspective. Let's hear what they have to say.
We have a friend here. Can you introduce yourself?
My name is Liam. And two of the things I like to do is break stuff.
No, Liam. What do you like to do at Secret Garden? And being in nature.
I like being in nature and I climb my trees so I can see my birds' nests.
Yeah.
And we have our birdhouse. And
What do you like to do when you come to Secret Gardens?
I like to do art, and I like to...
Do you like to do art outside?
Yeah.
Because you can get messy?
I like to be outside. I like the mud kitchen.
And what's in the mud kitchen that makes it super special?
Mud.
The mud. Yeah. Do you like the water mixing and water making mud pies and getting messy?
Yeah.
What else do you like? What else do we do? We play lots of games.
Yeah, we play games.
Is it something that you can do at school that, or is this something that's kind of special that you don't get to do in school?
I don't get to do it in school, but I get to do it here.
Yeah.
And today is the last day.
Today's the last day until fall.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Anything else you want to share with our community?
Yeah.
What would you like to say?
Watermelon.
Watermelon. We're gonna have a special watermelon celebration, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Thanks. Bye. Oh, what's your name?
Evelyn, and I love being here because I always come here with my best friend, Aiden, and I love all the nature activities. It's really helping learn a lot more about like nature and stuff, and I really love the fun artistic activities that we do, and it's just always so fun, and I'm grateful that I get to be here because not everyone does.
Oh, Evelyn, that's beautiful.
Watermelon!
Hi, what's your name?
Jack.
Jack, how long have you been coming to Secret Gardens? Can you remember?
Maybe 2 years, I think.
Oh, I think it's almost been 2 years. And what do you like about Secret Gardens? First of all, how old are you?
I'm 8 and a half.
8 and a half, which makes you in what grade?
Second grade.
And you've been
about to be third.
About to be third. That's right. And what is it that you like about coming to Secret Gardens after school?
It's just fun. It's just purely crazy and fun.
Oh, and what do you like the best? You like the mud kitchen?
I like plots.
Our plots that we grow food.
Uh-huh.
We've been growing food, and you are an amazing artist.
Mm-hmm.
So we have our journals that we work in, and sometimes we go to our forest. And what do we do there?
We do our journals, and we make bark houses, and that's the log hotel.
Yeah. And you had your birthday here, didn't you?
Uh-huh.
What made you decide to have your birthday at the Secret Gardens?
I couldn't think of anywhere else to have my birthday.
Because you like it here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we had loved having your birthday here. All right. Anything else you want to say to the community?
Uh-huh.
Talk to you soon.
Watermelon!
One of the things I love about these conversations is how naturally children notice the things we often overlook, the tiny creatures, the changing seasons, the freedom to explore, and the simple joy of just being outdoors. As you listen to the next group of children, notice the themes that emerge. What do their words tell us about what children truly value in their environments?
What's your name?
Cameron.
Cameron. And how old are you, Cameron?
8.
8 years old. Wow. How long have you been coming to the Secret Gardens?
5 or 6 years.
Isn't that incredible? So you came to our parent-child class with your mom.
Oh, yeah.
Long time ago. And now...
It wasn't actually that long ago.
Well, how
well,
old...
What, well, what's 365 times 5 or 6?
I know. I think that's a long time ago. So what's your favorite thing to do in the Secret Gardens? What is it that keeps making you come back?
I just like it here. I love nature, and I like seeing friends.
Like seeing friends. We have this wonderful group, don't we?
Yep.
So what do we do in the Secret Gardens? We kind of do an art activity.
Yeah.
And then what else? I think you have a favorite place.
The mud kitchen.
You love the mud kitchen. What is it about the mud kitchen that you like?
I just really like it. Can I go now?
You can go now. Thanks for coming. What's your name?
Aiden.
Aiden, how old are you?
6.
6 years old? How long have you been coming to the Secret Gardens? Do you think it's been a year, 2 years, maybe 2 years? Couple of years, I think, right?
Yeah, a couple of years.
Couple of years. And this is our after-school program.
Yeah.
And you're 6 years old.
Yes.
Do you have a favorite thing? Why do you keep coming back to Secret Gardens? What is it that you like about coming to Secret Gardens?
I just like being, out in nature. And, doing crafts and stuff.
Yeah? Do you like
it? And playing.
Yeah? And what type of things do we play at Secret Garden?
We play in the mud kitchen.
Yeah? And what do you like about the mud kitchen?
That it's muddy and it has water.
The other thing that you're really good at is you like making big forts and amazing things out of nature's loose parts. And can you describe that a little bit?
Because I just want here's a piece of nature. Maybe I should build out of it.
Yeah. You're super duper creative. Is there anything else you'd like to tell our community?
I love being at nature class. It's one of my places that I love to go.
Oh, I'm so glad.
Nature class.
And we love you. Thanks for coming.
Thanks. I love you. Bye.
Bye. Oh, what's your name?
Logan.
Logan. Thanks for coming, Logan. So how long have you been coming to the Secret Gardens?
I don't know.
I think it's been about a year or so. Something like that. You've been coming to the after school program. And do you have a favorite part of Secret Gardens that you like to do? It can be more than one thing.
No.
No? Do you like the art projects?
I like everything.
You like everything? What is everything? What are some of the things that we do here?
I can't do many.
The journal. I know you love doing the journals. And the mud kitchen. And maybe the fishing bridge. And your brother even comes to the parent-child class in the morning.
I know.
Is there anything else you want to share?
You haven't done half of them.
What?
Depends on how old I am.
Oh, how old are you?
6 and a half.
6 and a half? That's awesome. Is there anything else that you'd like to share?
No.
Thank you.
Thank you for spending this time with us, and most importantly, with the children of the Secret Gardens Outdoor Classroom. Their voices, and I love their voices, remind us that nature is not simply a backdrop for learning. It's a place of wonder, discovery, friendship, creativity, and most importantly, belonging. When we create opportunities for children to spend meaningful time outdoors, we aren't just teaching science, literacy, or math. We're nurturing curiosity, confidence, resilience, and a lifelong connection to the natural world. I hope these young voices inspire you to look at nature a little bit differently and perhaps spend a little bit more time outside yourself. Thank you for listening to the Outdoor Classroom Podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, this very special episode, please share it with a friend, a colleague, or a family member who believes that children thrive when they have opportunities to learn and grow in nature. Until next time, keep exploring, keep wondering, and keep learning beyond the walls. I'm Victoria Hackett, and I'll see you on the outside. Thank you for joining us for today's episode. Before we sign off, we have an exciting opportunity for educators looking to bring learning to life outdoors. Consider enhancing your teaching journey with the Outdoor Classrooms Teacher Certification Program. This program empowers educators to transform any outdoor space into a dynamic learning environment. By joining, you'll gain skills to inspire students and foster a deeper connection with the natural world. Interested in making a difference with outdoor learning? Visit www.outdoor-classrooms.com to learn more about enrolling in the certification program. Don't miss the chance to expand your teaching toolkit and inspire the next generation with the joy of outdoor education. Thank you for listening, and remember to subscribe to our podcast for more inspiring content. Until next time, keep inspiring young minds.